Welcome to Seize the Day. I am Gus Lloyd, and we are on pilgrimage in Italy, so very, very excited. One of the things that we're going to do all throughout the next couple of weeks is what I like to call Meet the Pilgrims. You know, I'm finding that we have such amazing people on our pilgrimage here with Father Leo Padelinghug and I, people who are just awesome Catholic Christians, servants of God, who have great stories, great vocations in life, and we want to tell some of these stories. We want them to share some of their experiences with you. All that to say, I'm pleased to welcome right now a woman who's actually been on the radio show with us before, been on Seize the Day with us before. She is an author of some modern-day Bible stories, and here to tell us a little bit about what she's done, what she has up her sleeve, and just share a little bit of her heart with us. Michelle Shinoweth is with us again here on Seize the Day. Hey, Michelle.
Hi, Gus. Thank you so much for having me on the show. And it is just so beautiful. We're sitting here in Turin, Italy. How amazing is this?
Actually, we're in Palenzo today.
We're almost in Turin to see the shroud tomorrow.
Yeah, we're on the way to Turin.
Almost.
Yeah, so we're in Palenzo. It's our first night here on the pilgrimage. Let me just start off with that. What are your impressions? Because I know that when we first announced the pilgrimage, you jumped on it right away.
I did, as soon as I heard you talk about it on the air.
What did you think? What were your thoughts going in? And now that we've been through almost our first full day here, what do you think?
It's going to be beyond my wildest dreams, and it already is. As soon as I heard that we were going to see the Shroud of Turin and the World Fair in Milan, to see the Pope in Rome, all of it, it's so spiritual, food and faith all coming together. It's just such a great opportunity. As soon as I heard it, I jumped on it, and I said to my husband, Bill, we have to do this.
That's great.
And so far, it's been amazing already. We had Father Leo say Mass, and I have to tell you this. He chose the song Here I Am to sing, and that song means a lot to me, so I found myself in tears already.
Yeah.
And that song has a lot to do with, really, my novel career. My first novel, The Faithful One, is based on the book of Job, which is, as many of you know, Old Testament story based on a man, Job, who has a lot in his life. He's very blessed. He has beautiful wife, wonderful kids, wonderful career, has it all going for him, health, and one by one starts to lose it all. And I was going through some of that, and I actually was struggling with an addiction, and I found myself going into recovery. And that song, Here I Am, was really instrumental for me. I heard God. I heard that song in my head in the middle of the night, and that next day was the first day on my road to recovery, and it's part of my story and part of the faithful one.
What a beautiful part of the story, too. You know, it's funny because I often talk about what a softy I am. You know, I mean, I cry at toilet paper commercials. It's really bad. And aren't there just certain songs, Michelle, that just, I mean, you can hardly even get them out of your mouth because they're so special to you and you're so overcome. So Here I Am, Lord, is one for you.
Absolutely.
That's
that one does it every time.
Awesome. I love when that happens.
And how it has to be divine intervention.
Yes. Well, let's talk just a little bit about kind of your faith journey. Michelle Shinoweth, by the way, is with us this morning here on Seize the Day. And I'm Gus Lloyd. We're on pilgrimage in Italy. So tell me a little bit about your faith story. Did you grow up in a Catholic family? Did you ever have a crisis of faith? Have you always been, you know, kind of faithful? Tell me about that.
I am a cradle Catholic, born and raised through the Catholic Church, went to Mass on Sundays with my parents and my sister, went to Catholic schools the whole way through, grade school, high school, went to the University of Notre Dame and graduated. And I want to say in my 20s, 30s, struggling with the disease of alcoholism, I actually started to grapple with my faith, and I was just struggling with a lot of things. Divorce being one of them. My business was crumbling. Like I said, I didn't see it at the time, but I really was just like my character, Seth Jacobs, who's based on Job. And I just was questioning God, you know, where are you? You know, why do bad things happen to good people?
Yeah.
You know, I've always believed, you know, why are all these things happening to me? But I realize now it was God trying to grab me and turn me back to him.
And so what was it? Was there one particular thing that you know, kind of the 2x4 over the head that a lot of people get, or was it just sort of a gradual thing? I mean, how did you really find your way back?
Well, with the help of good people, like I said, I found myself in recovery.
Mm-hmm.
I did end up...
Did you do the 12 steps?
I did.
Okay.
And I did end up getting divorced and remarried to a wonderful man. Just God started putting good things in my life, like he does with Job eventually.
Right.
My business was failing, so I ended up leaving, pretty much folding the business, finding a new job, and having more opportunities for my author career. And now that's taking off, so it's blessing after blessing.
Isn't it great, too, when you can do something that you love and you're doing it to serve God?
Absolutely. And that's something I found in my journey. I always wanted to be an author. And originally I wanted to be rich and famous, don't we all?
Sure.
At one point, get my Academy Award for a screenplay based on my novel. And at some point I started to realize that what's important is that it helps other people, that God was tapping me on the shoulder to write this book to help me. And then in turn, people have told me how it helps them, how, you know, they struggle with loss. I have 3 children, and now we have 5 together, blended family, and they were all in their teen years. And, you know, you feel like you're losing touch with your kids even. People go through all types of life struggles, and I think the book helps them in turn, and I'm realizing God is calling me, maybe in my small way, to help build the kingdom.
Yeah. Oh, I fully affirm that for you, Michelle. Michelle Shinoweth is with us. We're on Pilgrimage in Italy, and I'm Gus Lloyd. Thank you for tuning in. You're on Seize the Day on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. You know, one of the great things about your writing career and your books, too, is that you base these stories on Scripture. And, I mean, how can you go wrong with that? You know, I mean, the Bible is so full of great stories. So tell me a little bit about the process, about how you do that. You take the core of a story, and then you make your own characters. How do you formulate, sort of fill in the blanks? Because a lot of Bible stories need to have a lot of blanks filled in. How do you do that?
Well, first of all, I never set out to write these. I didn't say, you know, one day, oh, I'm going to write modern-day Bible stories. Like I said, I was writing something else, and God tapped me on the shoulder, hit me in the head, said, write a modern-day story based on the book of Job. I remember where I was riding along the road, and it didn't let go. It took me 8 years. Then a friend suggested to write a story, modern-day story based on David and Abigail in the first book of Samuel, which became the peacemaker. Abigail is married to a not-so-nice, narcissistic type of man. And again, I was struggling with my marriage. And, you know, I could relate. So that became the peacemaker. They say write what you know.
Right.
And a Christian publisher took over with the books and was starting a new line of the Bible reimagined. So the next one is based on the book of Jonah called The Runaway Prophet. And I have an idea for the next one based on Cain and Abel, which are my 2 sons' love-hate relationship.
Right, what you know.
They're fine. One's getting married actually in August, and the other one's his best man, so that's good. But, you know, write what you know. But I'm seeing now the important thing is to take that story and write it in a way where people will get the message, because Old Testament stories are so hard to read. And, you know, if people can get that message in a novel that's a quick read, that, you know, they is entertaining, suspense, romance, and yet sticks true to the plot, you know, I just feel like, I hope that I'm filling a need out there.
Well, I know you've said a few times, write what you know. How do you pick the stories? Because, I mean, let's face it, the Bible is so full of great stories, and the Old Testament is so full of intrigue, and I mean, you know, there's murder and corruption, and I
right.
mean, everything that makes a great novel is right there in the Old Testament. So how do you pick the stories that you want to retell?
Well, the first one God picked, the second one my friend suggested, Abigail. I said, Abigail who? And then I had to go back to the Bible.
Read it, yeah.
You know, cradle Catholic, but we didn't always read the Bible.
Right.
We heard the readings in Mass. The runaway prophet Jonah, I say somewhat loosely based on my husband. He just loves me for that. just the idea came. Cain and Abel, like I said, loosely based on my sons. And I'm thinking Solomon. I love that story, like a John Grisham type of novel.
Yeah.
You know, where a judge has maybe like a... It brings contemporary issues in, like a two women fighting over child custody type of thing. So I try to take real life, modern day characters, issues, and so forth. Of course, fictionalize it, but stay true to the Bible story. And I guess there's plenty of material,
Plenty of material out there. So I guess what I want to know then, Michelle, is kind of do you have a list? I mean, have you ever just gone down and you go, oh, I'd like to do this, I'd like to do this? Or do they just kind of come to you one at a time and you just start working on them?
They're just coming one at a time. If I look too far ahead, I think I might feel overwhelmed. So I'm just taking it as, you know, praying about it and taking it as, you know, God saying yes, you know.
Right.
And I think he's given me the ideas ultimately.
Okay. Since you say that, and I always find discernment such a very interesting topic. Have you ever brought a story to prayer to God and God said, nah, that's not the one?
Apparently, the very first novel I wrote, which I thought was going to be a blockbuster, was loosely based on my life, a destined yet doomed love affair, and a reporter. I was a reporter at one time, and this whole novel I thought was going to be the big blockbuster hit, won a fiction prize, and then the prize was going to an agency in New York for representation, and then 9/11 hit.
Oh.
So I never got the prize. The prizes fell through. It wasn't meant to be.
Right.
Because it was my idea.
Right.
How I wanted it to be.
Well, and so you say it wasn't meant to be. How did you react to that? How did you respond to that? I mean, was there a period of mourning?
Yeah. Oh, terrible.
Yeah.
I put a lot of work into it.
Sure.
And you know, tried and very frustrated. And I get frustrated still today. Things aren't moving fast enough. You know, it's not growing fast enough. And I've realized, too, with the help of other people, you know, coaching me, supporting me along the way, that stop fighting and just, it's in God's time.
I got it. Here's your next phrase. Stop fighting, start writing.
There you go. I love it.
Michelle Chenoweth, with an author of Modern Day Bible Stories, with us here on Seize the Day. And I'm Gus Lloyd on the Catholic Channel on Sirius XM 129. Michelle is on our pilgrimage in Italy. This is Meet the Pilgrims. Okay, so last thing then, of where are you with your most recent project, and what's cooking in the head?
Well, I hope that The Runaway Prophet, based on Jonah, will be coming out within a year. And then after that, the others I mentioned, I'll be working on those. It's like simultaneous. You have to market these and do book signings and keep writing. The Faithful One and The Peacemaker are being now made into audiobooks, so they should be available within a month.
Great.
The Peacemaker is being translated into Portuguese. I put it out there, and it just so happens the translator is from Brazil and is doing it in Portuguese, but I hope they'll be done in multiple languages, all of my books. And then I'm working with a Jewish young scholar who I met, again, divine intervention.
Yeah.
And he is helping me write modern Bible study guides to go with my novels. And we're hoping to reach, you know, Bible study directors that want material.
Sure.
And, you know, and especially with youth, connect in a modern day way.
Right. Yeah, do it sort of, how do I want to say this? I don't want to say backwards, but in the reverse direction. Do you know what I mean? Where people can read your book and become intrigued about the Bible story and then go read the Bible story.
That's what I'm hoping.
There you go.
That's really what I hope.
I think that's a great thing. Well, Michelle, such a pleasure to have you here on this pilgrimage, and I really pray that you and Bill are going to have a life-changing experience here. I pray for you. You're so very talented. I loved your first two books. I thought they were really good, and I know that God is going to continue to bless and use you guys. So thank you so much for being with us here on Pilgrimage in Italy.
Oh, thank you, Gus.
And if our listeners would like to get more information, how can they do that?
They can visit my website, Michelle Chenoweth, chynoweth.com. They can find them on Amazon. They're on Kindle, Barnes & Noble.
Okay.
Major channels.
Fantastic. Michelle Chenoweth. Let me spell it for you again. chynoweth.com. Michelle Chenoweth, author of Modern Day Bible Stories on Pilgrimage in Italy, with us here on Seize the Day. I am Gus Lloyd. Now, one of the things that we are doing, even while we're here on Pilgrimage in Italy, we're going to continue to bring you the daily scripture readings and reflections. So I want to make sure that you don't go away. We're going to do that next. And today, we're going to talk about casting your pearls before swine. Keep it right here, Seizing the Day with you on the Catholic Channel, Sirius XM 129.